This morning, a training camp of the constabulary, which is paramilitary force, frontier constabulary, was attacked by Taliban, and the responsibility was claimed. Around about 70 cadets, they were killed, and more were injured, including some civilians. This is the first attack claimed by Taliban after Osama bin Laden, and they have also indicated that there will be more such attacks. This was expected. You see, Osama was arrested or not, the attacks were taking place anyhow. But this seems to be a kind of response. One can understand why the politics was moving in the direction of somehow avoiding the questions, avoiding the central questions, and the cooperation that existed between U.S. and Pakistan at military level. Even the military leadership, they were trying to control the situation, the impression that might go in their disadvantage. So it's a very, very precarious situation where you have, at one hand, Taliban, military and the civil government, and the international community led by U.S., which is waging attacks. Yesterday also we had about a drone attack in the tribal region. So it's a very difficult situation.
Do you expect there to be more attacks like this claimed by the Taliban?
This is what they have said in their statement when they claimed the responsibility. They have said that there will be more attacks.
Why are the Taliban targeting Pakistanis? Since it seems as if the Pakistanis weren't helping the United States in finding bin Laden. Why are they targeting Pakistanis then?
In fact, the kind of ideology that they maintain, the kind of concept of world, and the religion that they maintain, is making everybody their enemy. I mean, they think those who do not cooperate with them are their enemies. And of course, the civil government, the administration, the modern judicial system, this is inimical to this very ideology of Taliban. This is why everybody who does not cooperate with them or think that they do not fit with that medieval ideology or medieval concept of state, that is on the target.
Are they hoping to scare people into supporting them with these tactics? What are they trying to achieve by killing innocent civilians?
In this incident, of course, they attacked on paramilitary force, frontier constabulary, which is again more symbolic, because they think that the administration here is cooperating immensely with the United States, and that is why the United States is able to wage attacks against them. So the forces, whether military, paramilitary or police, they have been under attack. But innocent civilians, that is not even in counting. They don't consider them to be worthy of living, since they are apostates and they're not good Muslims. That is why this ideology is somehow providing them a conceptual ammunition, for instance, to actually go and eliminate everybody.
And I don't know how much you can tell me about this, but what is the mood like in Pakistan since bin Laden was killed? Is there a mood of fear because you knew the Taliban were going to take revenge, or what is the mood there like?
I think a large number of Pakistanis, they were very disappointed that the number one terrorist in the world was to be found in their own country. They were also disappointed that another country, whereas Pakistan has a very strong army, had to intervene, and Osama bin Laden was taken. They took it as an attack on their own dignity and integrity of the country as well. On the whole, there has been good responses also. Some political parties by trying to create a public opinion on various questions. For instance, MQM issued us a questionnaire and asked people's opinion on 17 of questions. Different responses, and the media also trying to rationalize, trying to understand what was the reasons and what are the consequences of some policies that Pakistan has.